Sin as Much as You Want, Part 1, by Steve Martin. Romans 5:20 declares a shocking truth. Where sin increases, grace superexceeds. Let that sink in. The worse the sin, the more grace abounds. You can sin as much as you want, and grace will still cover it. You cannot out-sin grace. Here's the kicker. There would be no grace without sin. Christianity often glosses over this reality, avoiding Romans 5:20 like it's a pothole in their perfect theology. They argue this message gives people a license to sin. But think about it. Have you ever needed a license to sin? No one does. We all sin constantly, whether we believe in hell or not. The truth is, humanity was designed to fail. We were subjected to vanity, and sin is woven into the fabric of our lives. But Christianity keeps rolling out its How to Stop Sinning programs, as if grace is a backup plan for those who didn't follow the steps. This misses the point entirely. Grace isn't a plan B, it's the plan. God wrote the script. Here's something even more foundational. God wrote your life before you were born. Every moment, every success, and yes, every failure was scripted by Him. That means your sins, as much as they grieve you, were written into the story by the same God who delights in you. If that makes you uncomfortable, consider this. If God is sovereign, He's sovereign over everything, including your sin. Your failures are not surprises to Him. They're not curveballs disrupting His plan. They're part of the plan. In fact, your failures are His failures in the sense that He caused them and placed them in the story for His purposes. Why? To keep you humble, to remind you of your need for Him, and to demonstrate His incredible grace. When we fail, it's an opportunity for His love to shine even brighter. The beauty of this truth is that it removes the crushing burden of guilt and shame. You're not a broken cog in the machine. You're a beloved child living out the life that God carefully crafted for you. And because He's the author, you can rest in the assurance that nothing, not even your worst mistakes, can derail His plan. The foundation of total freedom. If we are ever going to truly live in freedom, we must grasp this basic truth. Grace has no limits. The depth of this truth changes everything. Until we understand that grace is bigger than sin, any sin, we will always live with guilt and fear in the back of our minds. Think about it. If there's a limit to grace, we're never really free. We're always walking on eggshells, afraid of crossing some invisible line where God's patience runs out. But that's not the God of the Bible. Grace is limitless because God's love is limitless. Once you realize that, you're free. Free from guilt. Free from shame. Free from the exhausting need to form, to measure up, to earn His favor. When this truth settles into your heart, you can live without fear, without wondering if you've done enough, been good enough, or prayed hard enough to keep God on your side. Transformation through love, not fear. Once you stop living in fear of hell, you can begin to live in the love of God. It's amazing how love changes you. When you experience God's grace and love, you suddenly find that you don't want to rob banks, cheat on your spouse, or lie to your neighbor. The transformation comes not because you're scared of hellfire, but because you're overwhelmed by love. And the journey doesn't end there. Even our sins, the moments we miss the mark, bring Him glory. They humble us and remind us of our need for Him. Sin doesn't destroy your relationship with God. It only changes what you think He thinks about you. But here's the good news. His thoughts about you never change. He's already completely delighted in you because He made you. The problem with religion. Religion loves to keep us trapped in the cycle of sin and guilt. It says, focus harder, try harder, and you'll stop sinning. But the more you focus on sin, the bigger it looms in your mind. Even Paul the Apostle admitted that he struggled with sin. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Romans 7:18. Sound familiar? We've all been there. Promising to do better, only to fail 5 minutes later. What's the answer? It's not prayer marathons, fasting, accountability partners, or white-knuckled self-discipline. The answer is grace. Struggling against sin is the essence of religion, and religion never works. dying to sin, living in grace. Grace doesn't magically erase your flesh or its struggles. It frees you from the constant war with it. Deliverance from sin doesn't come from winning battles. It comes from dying to the fight altogether. Grace changes the way you see sin. You realize that it no longer has power over you, not because you've conquered it, but because Christ has. This is where true freedom begins. When you stop focusing on your failures and start focusing on His grace, you discover something incredible. You're free. Free to live. Free to love. Free to trust that God's got this, even your sin. Grasping this basic truth is essential if you're ever going to live in total freedom. Grace is not a theological concept or a pretty word. It's the foundation of our relationship with God. Until we believe in the unlimited, all-encompassing grace of God, we'll always be stuck, striving, failing, and wondering if we're enough. But you are enough because He is enough. Grace is bigger than sin, and it's time we stop pretending otherwise. We don't live in fear, we live in freedom. And freedom, my friends, is the beginning of real transformation.